It's time now to Take 5 for your community, brought to you by Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and the Villages at Oak Ridge. Tony Showalter with the Montgomery Brewerton Club. Tony, thanks for talking with us today.
Thanks for having us.
The Turkey Trot Festival. 48 years ago it started, and we've just seen it grow each and every year, Tony. Let's dive in with this year's festival. Thursday night, it is this coming Thursday, the Turkey Trot Festival will kick off. That is September 5th, and it starts with, on the track, the big truck and tractor pulls.
Yes, you know, we started this group coming last year. There's a truck diesel class, a hot farm tractor class, and then a work stock class. So it's a variety, and it's got a little bit of everything. So I think you can come Thursday night, and they'll put on a good show for us.
These guys will definitely bring a show. You're going to see the black smoke. It's going to get underway on the track at about 6:45, and they pull well into 10 o'clock at night. Now, something we've added the last couple of years, Tony, there will be a beer garden open for night number one on Thursday night during the pulls as well.
We usually just have that garden open on Friday and Saturday night, but we decided to go ahead and open it up on Thursday evening too. So it will be open again this year.
Of course, we skipped over the important thing too. Turkey racing, that's the staple of the Turkey Trot Festival, and it's going to be going on all weekend.
Yes, you know, their signups are going on at the schools, and I think there's even been a signup form in the newspaper. But yes, they start Thursday night. I mean, all you got to do is call the office there at the Turkey Trot, and she will set you up. But we provide the turkeys. All you got to do is bring your kids, and they can run turkeys
all weekend long. And bingo Thursday night. That's growing each and every year, too, in the community building. Bingo.
Yes, we have our annual bingo. We just, you know, have something to add to Thursday night. It's in our air-conditioned community building, and you know, we have over $1,000 worth of prize money that we give away that evening.
Friday night, entertainment kicks off on the big stage. It is a great entertainer coming on Friday nights.
Yes, Ned Ledoux will be there for the show at 8 o'clock on Friday night. Trey Hughes will be back with some band members, and he's been there several years, and he's we're lucky to get him back because he's really taken off on where he's playing and everything, but he will be back in the garden on Friday evening.
That's after the big show, so make plans to stick around and enjoy Trey Hughes in the beer garden, always entertaining. That is Friday night, starting around 10. Saturday, it's a full day of activities, all day on Saturday, starting bright and early, right, Tony?
Yes, you know, we start at 10:30 in the morning, and this is a kind of a change for the last couple years because we had moved our horse pulls off of our site, but they're coming back to our grounds this year, so they'll be there at 10:30. They put on a great show, and that starts at 10:30, and then we move right into our mud volleyball for adults, starts at 11:30. And I might mention, this is not full yet, so if anybody wants to put an adult mud volleyball team into the tournament, they need to contact Greg Traylor, and Greg's phone number is 486-7202. And then we also have in the annex, we have our annual cornhole tournament that is open. You sign up that day. It starts at noon. We also have our poker tournament, Texas Hold'em Tourney. That is also held in the annex building, and that's at noon too. So two other events there that is open to the public. They can sign up and participate. Our big entertainment for Saturday evening will be Tracy Lawrence Show Saturday at 8 o'clock.
And then the beer garden again open following the Tracy Lawrence Show. Good Times DJ will be in the beer garden Saturday.
On our Sunday, we're looking to things that we could add to it to just make more entertainment for the people that want to come Sunday. So one new event is we will have a lawnmower demo at 12:30 on Sunday. There's actually three different divisions in this lawnmower. There's an adult limited well, a youth stock mower, and then a modified group. And if anybody has any questions, it's 812-686-1838. Or if you're on Facebook, I think you can look it up. It's Turkey Trot Lawnmower Derby.
And then we got a new event in the pit over there, too, on Sunday.
Yes, co-ed mud volleyball for kids. And this is broke down into two different groups. We have third, fourth, and fifth graders. And then we have a group of sixth, seventh, and eighth graders. And this is open. It's co-ed. It's a six people on a team. You must have at least two girls on your team. And Tyler Schotheis has stepped up and is running this for us. His phone number is 812-698-1265.
We've got Kids Power Wheels demo coming. That's after the lawnmower demos on the big track. The kids will get a chance to run the Power Wheels and go head-to-head. And then a new windshield class has been added to the main demo at the track, which that is another growing group that basically they get the cars and they drive them as they have them. No modifying whatsoever. The windshield class, they simply cut out the windshield, and they run those babies. So yep. We're expecting a lot of cars in the big demo on Sunday afternoon, which hopefully will get started around 1:30 after the lawnmowers and the kids' Power Wheels demo. So you got a full day coming up on Sunday. And, Tony, something we got to mention before we wrap it up. Same deal as last year. This was a big success. When you're on the grounds, no ride bracelets needed. Rides unlimited for free once you're on the grounds and pay the gate admission. A jam-packed weekend in Montgomery, Indiana. The 48th Annual Turkey Trot Festival. A big weekend for Daviess County. Go to MontgomeryTurkeyTrot.com for the complete schedule of events. Take 5 for your community has been brought to you by Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and the Villages at Oak Ridge.